We hear a lot about smart homes and what they can do for you. How would you like to have the outside view be automatically at your disposal? Well, you can do that with our segment today with Deluxe Drapery and Shade on our Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And I've had personal experience recently with Deluxe, and I absolutely love them. We welcome in the owner, Steve Blunk. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lucy.
When I last saw you, you were up on a ladder in my house.
I was.
Making some slight adjustments. That was so nice of you to come. And Michelle Shannon, who's the showroom manager, and it's good to have you here as well.
Hi, Lucy.
My person from Deluxe Siga helped design my window shades and draperies, and she really, you know, listened to what I wanted and right. was able to steer me in the right direction. I got exactly what I was looking for. It was remarkable. Usually you work with people and they don't quite understand what you want. She knew it right away.
Well, we always hope that's the outcome. You know, that's what we strive for. And so I'm very pleased that it worked out that
and
way
so
for you.
So many selections.
Oh, thousands of fabrics.
It is amazing the choices you have these days. It's hard to keep track of everything and all the different products and all the different lifting systems that go with that.
Yeah.
But it's really wonderful in that people get to get exactly what they want.
I got the one with the wand, and it allows me just with a tap or a tug that I can open and close my windows shades seamlessly.
Right.
And then I had the curtains with them designed, custom designed by your people. And so everything just flows seamlessly now in my house. It looks beautiful. Love it.
That's great.
Yeah, that is the soft touch motorization, which is wonderful. And especially we sell that a lot to some of the older people who are afraid of the remote controls and don't want to use it. You just, as you know, just have a wand that you can tap up or down, and
yes.
it raises and lowers the shade. So it's very simple.
And it's electric, so I don't have to worry about batteries. I that was one thing that I hated in the past, was having to change out those many, many batteries that are often in shades, right?
Yes. Right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. We can plug them in, or we can still go with the batteries. So it's there's a lot of options there.
And your tech guy that came to do all of the work on it, I was a little leery about, well, plug in, what's this going to look like hanging there? Oh my gosh, it's seamless. You can't even see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jason has been doing this for a long time and does a wonderful job of hiding all the cords
yes.
and stuff so no one ever sees them.
Yes. It's like it was his house.
Yes.
He cared that much
about
it.
That's how he does it.
I can't sing the praises of Deluxe Drapery and Shade enough. So let's talk a little bit today about another product that you have that is equally exciting, and that is this PowerView motorization that gives you really the control over your windows. They take over themselves, I think, at this point. What is this, Steve?
Well, PowerView is Hunter Douglas's version of motorization, and they 2 years ago completely revamped it, and so it is now upgradable in the blinds, so as new technology comes out, but it's integrated with all your home automations, with Alexa, all your smartphones. You can even operate the blinds on your Apple Watch now. So,
oh my goodness. And you can program these, though, to go up in the morning at the time you get up, to close maybe late in the afternoon when the sun comes in, even if you're not home, right?
Correct. They call that setting a scene. So you pick your shades, and it's kind of all very technical how it works, but you set the scene, and you can have them go up first thing in the morning, come down when the sun starts beating in, and go back up when the sun's not there. You can do a myriad of things with it. So it's very fun for those people who are real, love that smart home technology. So they can turn their lights on and off from their smartphone or, like Steve said, Apple Watch without even being in the house.
Right. And if you just set it and you like where the settings are, once you set it, you really can forget it.
Yeah.
You can.
Absolutely.
Your house works on its own.
Which
does.
Is great.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have to walk through their house to open their blinds
right.
in the morning and close them at night, and this takes all that away, and you now no longer have to do any of that.
Steve, your company, Deluxe Drapery and Shade Company, goes back how many years? And tell us about the beginning.
We are 77 years old, and my grandfather started it with another gentleman, and then bought him out a couple years later. But we started out downtown Ann Arbor on 4th Ave and then have moved a couple places, and we were on Main Street for a long time, and now we're out on West Liberty, and we love it out
Stadium
there.
Boulevard. Stadium Boulevard.
Near Liberty.
Thank you. I've been to the showroom, and it's a great showroom. We've got a lot of product lines out there for people to peruse through, and tons of material books. That was really nice to be able to. Yeah,
yes.
It was nice to be able to sit there in your comfortable showroom and look at all of those.
Right, it is. And it makes it nice because we do have a lending library, so you can actually take the books home and look at it in your space with your lighting and all of that. So.
And then when we were selecting the drapes to go with it, which we just, I don't know what you call it, when you just do the positional type of drapes in between, we were able to decide what kind of design to go on it. And
it was really
great to be able to see all of those products.
Yes.
You said your grandfather started it, and how did that begin for him though, and his business partner back then?
His business partner was John Parks, who had just started the company, and my grandfather was in Plymouth working at Blunk Furniture and wanted to go out on his own. And so he was talking to a sales rep who also sold fabric here in Ann Arbor, and he said the guy is looking for a business partner. And so that's how my grandfather came to be. And then soon after that, bought out John. He wanted to retire and get out of the business. And so he moved from Plymouth to Ann Arbor, and the rest is history.
And then your father?
Yes, my father took over the business. He was in the Army for a short period after college, and then came back to Ann Arbor and got into the business. And then I followed in his footsteps after going to Central Michigan. I came back to Ann Arbor and tried a couple things and said, maybe the family business is a nice way to go.
They always come back to that.
Yes.
But what an Ann Arbor institution Deluxe Drapery and Shade has been for all of those years. That's an incredible history.
Well, we love the city, and we're very proud to be one of the older businesses in Ann Arbor and appreciate a lot of the other businesses like us.
What's been the biggest change in all those decades, do you think, when it comes to this technology for you?
The biggest thing is the change happens so quickly now, and you just have to really be on your toes to be able to adapt to the different things. You know, when we started business, we just sold fabrics and made roller shades, and that was it. And now with the Hunter Douglas blinds, there's so many different options and stuff. We do a lot less fabric, but, you know, we can do a lot more different things and cover a lot more different windows than we ever could in the past.
Yeah, that's a good point. And windows take on a whole new shapes compared to the past as well of what you're trying to fit.
Yep, there's so many different options and windows up high and angled windows and corner windows.
Right.
So.
Right. And I think it's interesting, too, because not only are times changing, and so you have to adapt with whatever the latest is. For instance, you mentioned you don't do as much of I don't think a lot of people are doing as many drapes as used to be. But technology is changing, like with this PowerView motorization. You know, the changes are really, like you said, coming fast and furious with this and what people want in their homes. On this motorization, security seems like it plays really well into this as well, Michelle.
It does. There's a myriad of the safe home programs or the programs that this is compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people use things like Logitech or Control 4 or Crestron. And so this PowerView motorization is compatible with many of those home systems.
So if you're gone for a week and you want your house to look a little different every day, you can change the
absolutely.
Settings on the shades.
Absolutely.
To be up, down at certain times.
Yep, you can raise and lower them 4 or 5 times a day and really make it look like someone is home.
Voice activation also plays in with this?
Yep, you can use Alexa raise and lower your blinds. If you ever want to see it, we have it at our store, so you can come in and tell Alexa to raise the blinds, and all the blinds in the store will go up.
for people who hear this and say, boy, this sounds complicated, here's the other part of your business I think that is so critical. You stayed and showed me my blinds, which were a lot simpler than this, until I was satisfied. Your people will stay there and really work this out for everyone.
Absolutely. We'll set everything up and program it for you. And so it makes it real simple for you to operate your shades. And it's not difficult. And you don't have to know anything at all, which I don't. And Jason, my installer, came into my house and set mine up. And so mine are real easy to operate.
I like
and
that.
I'm the older generation. So.
Well, it makes all the difference in the world to have that kind of assistance. Hunter Douglas, so well known. And what is it about that company and the product lines that they have?
Well, they're pretty innovative. I mean, they pretty much have created this particular industry of window coverings, and just about everybody knocks them off. They try to copy those products.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very... you know, we're always excited when we go to what they call their premieres to see what they've come up with for the next year.
Right.
So they're very innovative. They have a really good crew.
And what is on the horizon? I mean, you're talking about the fact that it's compatible with Amazon and Apple HomeKit and Google Assistant and Control 4 and Creston. What's next in this whole world?
It's very secretive. We never know.
Until they bring it out.
Until they roll it out.
But the wonderful thing is they've now designed the blinds and the technology behind it to be it can be updated. So as new things come out, your blinds will not be outdated anymore,
right.
And that the systems can be updated and operate with anything new that comes out. So
that is awesome. And for the resale value of a home to have this there is great, I think. You know, you always see realtors putting in the language in there if they're these custom type of blinds that are in a home. Makes a difference.
It does. And I think a lot of people know the Hunter Douglas name and know that it is really one of the best products on the market.
Oh, I almost forgot what I had to tell you, what I love about my blinds. When you tug it to come down, instead of being all the way shut, you can actually then tap it to go up a little, and it will open up the blind so that I can see out, but during the daytime, people can't see in.
I believe you have silhouettes, correct?
Yes, I don't know how that happens, but it's great to be able to have that view out, but know that you're still, you know, they can't see in.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, that is great with the silhouettes, and we have a couple other products that really give you the ability to see out so you're not in a cave and you can see out, but protects you from people seeing in, which is a really great factor on a lot of these blinds.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me because I lived for the first 3 years in that house with no blinds on my big windows. And you always felt open and I didn't like it, but I didn't want to lose that, how beautiful it is to look out the expanse of windows. And this gives you that opportunity to still have the outdoors come inside.
Right.
Absolutely.
But the people stay out. Well, Deluxe Drapery and Shade, they're located on Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, some 77 years in the making. You got to have a big 80th.
We will.
Well, we'd love to be there for that.
So that would be great.
I big fan of you guys. You can go online to deluxedrapery.com. That's D-E-L-U-X, deluxedrapery.com. The choice for your decorating lifestyle is their tagline. And boy, isn't that true. DeluxeDrapery.com and see some of the products. There also is a great video that people can see on the PowerView motorization to see how it works.
Correct.
And it's the latest that is out there. It changes your life when you have things that work for you instead of against you.
Right. That's great.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to come see you.
Thank you. Steve Blunk, owner, and Michelle Shannon, showroom manager of Deluxe Drapery and Shade, on our Around the Home segment today from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. For information about Bragg, you can visit BraggAnnArbor.com. And this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.